You're listening to WICN 90.5 FM. This is Inquiry. My name is Mark Lynch. My special guest tonight is singer-songwriter Mary Cassiello. And Mary, give out the name of your CD again.
Lovely Life.
And is it available everywhere?
It is. You can go
wherever fine CDs are sold.
You can. Well, it's there's a lot more digital distribution. You can
I know
go,
that.
But you can buy it from CD Baby, Amazon, iTunes. You can find it on my own website, marycassiello.com.
Talk to me about finding gigs. Now you're finding gigs in Boston and Cambridge, I guess.
Yes, primarily.
How the hell did you do that? Because you're just chopping around a tape and going like. And what kinds of gigs are you doing early on?
My first gig actually was kind of a big deal. I really don't know how I landed it. I played at Felt Club in Boston, which is it's kind of a swanky place. It was a benefit for Autism Speaks, and both of my brothers are autistic, so it was an issue close to my heart.
Nice.
But a lot of my gigs initially, I got working with an organization called Sonic Bids. They're based in Boston, and they put together electronic press kits. They also connect folks who are looking for bands with the bands who are looking for gigs. And it proved to be pretty useful for the first couple of years. I've started working a little bit more with Reverb Nation, doing the same purpose. But it definitely helped get me out there initially to talk to people who would otherwise not have taken me seriously.
One of the things I'm always impressed by you and other people that I know is how well you use social media. and it's important.
Yeah.
I mean, are you finding that's absolutely critical in order to get...
It really is because, you know, I find that, like, I do, you know, I will flyer the crap out of whatever neighborhood. It's not going to really make a difference as far as, like, who's going to come to my show unless they already know me. My idea with it is brand recognition, honestly.
Right.
Like, maybe the more they see my name, the more it'll stick and they'll maybe check it out someday. But it's still, it's not going to get people to show up. And actually my manager and I are trying to figure out what does, you know?
Well, I want to ask you about that. Talk to me about the first couple of times getting up in front of an audience you did not know. Is that hard?
I find it's actually a lot harder to get up in front of an audience of my peers.
Because they have expectations?
Yes. And because I really put a lot of work. Most of my writing is not three chords and the truth kind of structure. You know, it's a little more complex than that.
Damn
well,
there,
like
I was so looking forward to three chords and the truth.
A lot of it is, I really love music theory, and I'm a huge nerd about it, and we'll sit and talk about it till the cows come home, but. I try to build.
And
that
do they then
writing.
Talk about it too? The cows?
They do.
Okay,
they do,
it's good to know that you listen to the
cows.
So now I can understand why the Berklee School was really good because it does give you that formalist thing. But you're standing in front of an audience. And for many people, that seems like one of the most terrifying things in the world. Talk to me about the learning curve of learning how to read an audience and whether you're connecting with them or not.
It still happens. I mean,
yeah. Change sets according to the audience?
If you're sort of
into a set and then all of a sudden realizing we need to do something else.
Usually if it's just me, then maybe, but if it's the band, then I feel like that's not always altogether fair to them. So I try to, you know, they've rehearsed a certain way. I don't want to throw them off, but, I think it depends. I mean, you go into, if you're in a, you know, a loud Boston bar, the likelihood of them listening to your ballad is pretty slim.
So you're just getting up and you're fully understanding you're just there for the background.
Right. It's a challenging thing to accept that, I think, and then to just keep playing through it and playing well, because there might be two people who are listening, and you're playing for those two people, and, you know, the 50 others who are watching the Celtics are not interested, but, you know, that's what it is. I think a lot of times people, you got to find the right venue for your music. I'm starting to look more at coffee houses and art galleries and house concerts and things as maybe better venues.
One of the most difficult things about your music is that it's not easily pigeonholed.
Yes.
And you write about that in the sense that you don't ever want to restrict yourself. So you'll do jazz, you'll do rock, you'll do blues, you'll do religious music.
Yep. And it's I actually just wrote a Catholic mass.
No kidding.
I'm serious.
Seriously. Well, that's an awesome responsibility. So you're going to send it to the Pope?
Come on, you got to send it to the Pope.
Oh, send it to the Pope.
I should. Maybe I will.
Send it to like the head guy. Come on. Maybe he'll autograph it. They'll be like, cool. But okay, you're right. Did somebody request for you to write a Catholic mass?
No, I just...
You just felt like, I guess I'm going to wake up this morning and write a Catholic mass?
It was kind of that. I actually...
Are you Catholic?
I am.
Okay, so I was just going to say, it wasn't like out of your realm or something.
No.
It'd be like me writing a Catholic mass, which would be really like Diamanda Gallus or something like that. Okay, so that's just really... But do you hope... Obviously, you hope it's going to be performed.
I would very much like it to be.
Now, how do you shop a mass around? I mean, you're going to like... Do you go to different priests and go, hey, do we want to perform this?
It's you actually can license it through – there's a couple of different
– This is fascinating to
there's
me.
There's a couple of different publications that are really big, OCP and GIA. And
I'm down with OCP.
Yeah.
But I'm like – I think that would be like so wild to have your mass performed.
We got to play.
Because you have to show up and see if people are moved.
So I worked
– I mean that sincerely. Yeah. Like you want people to be like in the moment.
Absolutely. And wow. I actually got a chance to have the Gloria of that mass performed at my church a couple weeks ago, and it went really well. I was like,
oh my God,
it does sound
if this
exactly
is going to be
like,
performed, I'm going to have you back.
Absolutely.
I want to follow up. I want to follow
well, I'm
up.
Hoping, I'm hoping later this in the fall, we're going to have the whole thing. And
so are there dancing priests and stuff?
There are dancing priests. Actually, I know like the dancing priest. He's over at St. Ignatius.
I meant in your mass.
In my mass? That would be cool if there were though.
Wow. I think that's an awesome responsibility. I love that. And then she's going to be playing in a coffee house.
Right. I like to try a little of everything. I don't know.
So after you write a mass, like what's next? We Are the World. I mean,
I'm just going to keep writing. I'm going to keep writing songs. I'm actually working. I don't know how much time.
We have like 1 second.
Okay.
What are you working on?
I'm working on a project called the Sticky Note Project. It's meant to be, it's based on my album art. And it's an advocacy project for mental health organizations, so I'm excellent. Using my music.
Is there also a place where people can go and download your music?
Yes, you can go to, you can actually find links on my website, marycassiello.com. That's probably the fastest way you can
and
find
it. And that's CASIELLO.
That's right.
And so go to marycassiello.com and then people can download music. Mm-hmm. Mary, it's been a real pleasure. And I'm serious, we're going to have you back after the mass is performed. My guest tonight has been singer-songwriter Mary Cassiello. Mary, it's been a pleasure. You've been listening to WICN 90.5 FM. This is Inquiry. My name is Mark Lynch. Good night. Such a lovely life.